on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says substantial investment in staffing is needed if the short-stay ward at the hospital is to reopen. Irish Water is little more than a PR machine issuing vague press releases, that's according to local councillor Desi Shields. The sole survivor of the Kingsmill massacre has spoken out after Sinn Féin suspended MP Barry McIlduff. And the second man arrested as part of a Garda investigation into the murder of Dennis Donaldson has been released. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, investigations are continuing after a woman's body was found in a house in Letterkenny. The woman, aged in her 50s, body was found at her home in Newbrook Court yesterday. A post-mortem will be carried out by the state pathologist this evening at Letterkenny University Hospital. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. The full capacity protocol remains in place this evening at Letterkenny University Hospital. In a statement issued on behalf of SEALTA, they say the hospital continues to experience high volumes of patients attending at the emergency department. According to the INMO, 44 patients were waiting on a bed at the hospital this morning. The full capacity protocol was implemented yesterday as 40 people awaited admission. Eamon Torsney reports.
Letterkenny University Hospital apologises for any distress or inconvenience caused to patients or their families who have experienced long wait times in recent days. The hospital say among measures being taken to relieve pressure on the emergency department are the transfer of appropriate patients to community care settings, communication with GPs to ensure patients are referred to the emergency department only where appropriate, and extra ward rounds. In a statement, they say they acknowledge this is a particularly difficult situation and wish to reassure patients and their families that they are working to alleviate the situation. The hospital has also acknowledged the difficult situation for staff and thanked them for their continued dedication and commitment to patient care. The public are once again encouraged to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies and to contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance.
Meanwhile, a former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says substantial investment in staffing will be needed if the short stay ward at the hospital is to reopen. Speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show, Paddy Rooney says the beds at the ward were not closed but were used to facilitate the opening of new wards at the hospital last year. Now he says there is available space at the hospital, but the level of staff needed to facilitate its use will be significant.
In the middle of last year, for instance, there was two new wards opened in Letterkenny. There was a new 8-bedded coronary care unit and 11-bedded haematology oncology ward. They were brand new refurbished wards, and a ward, what was called a short stay ward, the 19 beds in that particular area were transferred to these two brand new wards. So there was no beds actually closed in the hospital. And I know since I have left the hospital that the short stay ward has been used by the medical rehab unit while it has been substantially refurbished, even though I believe that those patients now have moved back. That physical space happens to be there right now. It wasn't there 6 months ago, but it happens to be there right now. And of course it can be used, and it may well be used as part of the escalation policy. But you've got to put staff into it. There's 168 hours in a week, and a nurse is contracted to work something like 39 hours a week. It takes around four nurses to cover one shift on a 24/7 basis. Mm-hmm. So if you open up all these spare rooms that people talk about, you've got to staff them. You've got to put nursing staff.
And that takes staff away from other duties.
Absolutely, from other areas that are probably hard-pressed.
So it comes down to staffing.
You've got to put staff into it to feed the patients. You've got to put cleaning staff into it to clean the floor space. So it takes capacity to do it. If there's spare capacity in the system to do that, happy days, Greg. But my experience was that there wasn't spare capacity in the hospital to start pulling people from X, Y and Z to put them into spare rooms.
Irish Water is little more than a PR machine issuing vague press releases. That's according to Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor Desi Shields, who is seeking a detailed examination of water pipes in the town. He was told the council's laboratory is not in a position to carry out investigations into a metallic taste which is being reported, as service agreements mean that must be referred to Irish Water. However, that's an explanation Councillor Shields does not accept.
In relation to Letterkenny, there's 20,000 people affected by the mains Letterkenny water supply, taking their water from it on a daily basis, and the council laboratories should of course be in a position to carry out a test in the water and provide a report to the members and indeed to Irish Water outlining what exactly is causing the poor taste of the water in Letterkenny. And it's not really good enough or acceptable that the council laboratory would not agree to do this, and I've asked them again there today to either show me a legal reason why they can't do it or otherwise do it for us, and at least then we can go to Irish Water and make it quite clear that there are issues with the pipes serving Letterkenny, and that, you know, we do need funding for improvement works and replacement works in relation to the water piping in Letterkenny.
You've been told that the ongoing monitoring carried out on behalf of the EPA, the HSE and the Council's own work is not showing any anomalies. There are no problems coming through in the standard tests which are being carried out. You believe more is necessary?
Irish Water at the end of the day is a PR machine. That's how I would describe them at this stage in time. We get monthly announcements of money for this and money for that, but the reality is that a lot of the testing which is carried out is, well, I'll not say that it's deliberately hiding stuff, but it doesn't go to being self-critical. Irish Water is not a body that sees any role for itself in being self-critical, so it's up to councillors to raise issues in relation to water quality when they arise in relation to the taste of the water. And I don't accept for one moment that Irish Water are testing the water or indeed the pipes in Letterkenny. They may be testing at treatment plants.
The Buncrana to Burnford Road has reopened. This follows a collision earlier today at Duffy's Garage, Lisfannan. Emergency services attended the scene of the crash involving three vehicles. The occupants of the vehicles were injured, but Gardaí say their injuries are not believed to be serious. The sole survivor of the Kingsmill massacre has spoken out after Sinn Féin suspended MP Barry McAlduff. The Westrone MP posed with a loaf of Kingsmill bread on his head on the anniversary of the 1976 attack. The party have suspended him for 3 months. There are calls from across the political spectrum in Northern Ireland for Mr. McAlduff to resign, a call echoed today by survivor Alan Black.
Well, I was sitting in my house. There's my daughter lives quite near to me, and she phoned over and said, Dad, can you come over to the house? I want to show you something. Bearing in mind, it was the anniversary, and all the things were so raw in my mind. It always is on the 5th of January. And then to watch anyone, but specifically an MP, mocking their deaths, effectively dancing on their grave, and making a jolly good time of it, like Kingsmill, 10 dead, in the most horrific circumstances. So it was anger to start with, and then it was despair.
In terms of sanction, in terms of what the party should have done, in your belief, what should have been the action taken by the party?
Well, it's not for me to tell a party what to do, but if Barry McAlduff himself had an ounce of decency, he would walk. He really would walk.
The second man arrested as part of a Garda investigation into the murder of Dennis Donaldson has been released. It comes as Derry City and Strabane District Councillor Gary Donnelly, who had also been questioned by Gardaí, was released without charge yesterday. Catherine Gaffney has more details.
Gardaí have confirmed that the second man, aged in his 30s, has been released without charge, and a file will now be prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. Mr. Donaldson, a former Sinn Féin member, was shot dead in April 2006 in a remote cottage outside Glantys. His killing came 4 months after he confessed to working as a British agent for police and MI5 for 20 years. The investigation is ongoing, with Gardaí continuing to appeal to anyone with information in relation to the murder to contact them at the incident room at Letterkenny Garda station on 074 9167 100 or the Garda confidential line at 1800 666 111.
The North is still without a power-sharing executive, 1 year on since Martin McGuinness resigned as Deputy First Minister. A billboard has been unveiled in Derry today to mark the milestone. It says no return to the status quo, his words from that day. Political uncertainty reigns with no sign of a breakthrough to end the deadlock. DUP leader Arlene Foster says it will be that way until Sinn Féin drops its so-called red lines.
Then we won't have devolution back here in Northern Ireland. And if that continues to be the case, then we must have some sort of government ministers here in Northern Ireland. And so if they continue with their strategy, then we will have direct rule back here.
There are calls for discussions involving ministers, elected representatives and Donegal County Council officials to take place in a bid to establish a means by which Swan Park in Buncrana can be repaired and restored. The local amenity was destroyed during the flash flooding that hit the peninsula on August the 22nd last year, with the estimated repair cost currently at €2.3 million. Neither the local authority nor the Inishowen Development Partnership can cover the bill. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says an answer must be found.
I'm looking for a meeting with Ministers Owen Murphy, Michael Ring and Joe McHugh. That would be a meeting with the cross-party delegation of councillors from the Inishowen area, along with the local Oireachtas members and senior management of Donegal County Council. I don't know anywhere in this state where this would be allowed to continue for the 5 months that it has, and we need the government to step up to the plate.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five. Time for latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. The Tyrone team to play Cavan in tomorrow night's final Group A game in the Dr. McKenna Cup shows a total of 12 changes from the team which lined out against St. Mary's in Coal Island last weekend. Peter Hart and Ronan O'Neill, scorers of 4 points apiece last time out, are retained in the forward line, while Ronan McNabb also stays in the 15. The likes of Tiernan McCann, Matty Donnelly, Niall Sludden and Padraig Kempsey come back into the starting side, while Niall Morgan returns in goals. Tyrone, who won their opening two games, are going for a seventh McKenna Cup title in a row. Well, the competition continues as well for Donegal tomorrow night as former Donegal manager Rory Geller returns to McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Ahead of the game with Fermanagh, Leo McLoone has returned to the Donegal squad this week, while Declan Boner will welcome back Owen Ban Gallagher. And Mark Anthony McGinley, Stephen McManaman and Owen McNeillis are expected to play. Michael Langan will not feature as he has a hernia issue, and Cian Mulligan will be out for a few more weeks. Preparations have been far from ideal over the past 48 hours, with the Monaghan game called off and the pitch and convoy frozen on Monday night at training. There have been calls for changes to the McKenna Cup, but Declan feels it is a worthwhile competition.
I think so. Oisin, I think, you know, at the end of the day, the league starts in a couple of weeks' time, and we're down in Killarney. You need to get preparation, and you need to look at players. And, you know, if we weren't playing in the McKenna Cup, we would be going out there looking for challenge games. And, you know, nothing beats a competitive match. And from our point of view, the McKenna Cup, that's exactly what we're using the McKenna Cup for.
Time maybe to change the structure of it, or how, if they're going to keep it as a time, maybe to change the style of running it, so maybe we can avoid situations like what there was at the weekend, and maybe is there protocols in place that matches need to be called off earlier, if there's any sort of doubt over it?
Well, listen, if the league's, and it looks like they're going to keep the league the last weekend in January, the first round of league games, then, you know, the McKenna Cup, to me, is an ideal preparation for any team winning the National League, to look at players to see exactly where they're at early on in the year. Listen, that's not the be-all and end-all if you go out and win it, but you want to see where you're at, basically, and you want to get looking at some new lads going in a competitive arena. And that's exactly what we've done. Listen, it wasn't ideal last Sunday, to be quite honest. It was very, very late in the day to call the game off, you know, especially for supporters travelling long distances. And far from ideal, but listen, it's January and you're going to get this.
Donegal manager Declan Boner. You can hear more from him by going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The launch of the 42nd Donegal Sports Star Awards will take place this evening at the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. Chairperson Neil Martin will announce the name of the special guest and other details about the function itself, which takes place on Friday the 22nd of January. Former Donegal and Mayo GAA footballer Martin Carney will perform the official launch of the awards this evening, which gets underway at 6 o'clock. In soccer, Donegal will have four players in the Senior Republic of Ireland ladies squad for the friendly games against Portugal next week. Tyler Toland, Roma McLaughlin, Amber Barrett and Amy Boyle-Carr are all in Colin Bell's side, with Carr receiving her first call-up to the senior ranks. The Asian Swifts player will hope to make her debut, just like Toland and Barrett done with Ireland in 2017. And it was against Portugal in September 2016 that Annie Shone's Roma McLaughlin made her first appearance. The games this time around will be played on Thursday the 18th and Sunday the 21st of January. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he won't take Bristol City for granted. The Premier League leaders welcome the Championship side to the Etihad Stadium for the first leg of their League Cup semi-final tonight. Bristol have already knocked Watford, Stoke and Crystal Palace out of the competition, and they recorded a sensational victory at home to Manchester United last month. Guardiola says it's a run they can't ignore.
This is a semi-final, and we're going to face, because Bristol, I think, three or four teams in the Premier League. My guys saw them, and I believe a lot of them, and told me, be careful, Pep. Be careful, because that team have an argument, and that is the reason why it's what it is in semi-finals, the Carabao Cup.
One game tonight in the Irish League Premiership. Carrick Rangers are hosting Belfast side Linfield. Carrick's new signing from Finn Harps, Damien McNulty, will sit out the second of a two-game ban, but is expected to be in contention for Saturday's trip to face Ballymena United. Jarrad Payne appears no closer to a return for Ulster Rugby. The fullback has been deregistered from their squad for the final pair of Champions Cup Pool 1 games. Payne hasn't played since migraines prematurely ended his Lions tour during the summer. Ulster director of rugby Les Kiss has been reluctant to put a target date on a return for Payne in recent months. French club Racing have confirmed that Munster back Simon Zeebo will join them next season. The Parisian outfit is already home to former Munster lock Donnacha O'Ryan, while Jonathan Sexton and Ronan O'Gara both have had spells as their player and coach respectively. Zeebo's been interviewed on the Racing website just 5 days before the sides meet and their penultimate pool four clash in the Champions Cup. And Gary Ringrose is a major doubt to play any part in Ireland's Six Nations campaign, as Province Leinster have confirmed the centre will miss the final two pool matches in the Champions Cup after suffering an ankle injury last weekend. With an estimated recovery period of 5 to 6 weeks, it also means he's almost certain to miss Ireland's opening two Six Nations games against France and Italy. In boxing, Carl Frampton's bout with Natino Dorne has been confirmed for Belfast's SSE Arena on April 21st. Darnay is a veteran of 42 professional bouts, losing just four of those, and is a former four-weight world champion. Back to Gaelic Games, and Glenn Swilly are in search of a new manager for 2018. Applications for the role are now open. All applicants and further information should be submitted to the secretary of the club with the email address secretary.glennswilly.donegal@ga.ie. And finally, the GAA have extended the deadline for applications to become the next Director General. The association are searching for a successor to Pádraic Duffy, who will retire at the end of March. A business degree was initially considered a vital attribute for candidates, but applicants without such a third level qualification will now be considered. The deadline has been put back to Friday, January 19th. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela will have more tomorrow morning in breakfast.
Thanks, Aisin. And for weather now, heavy and persistent rain for a time this evening and early tonight, clearing to isolated showers. Lowest temperatures of -1 to 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, investigations are continuing after a woman's body was found in a house in Letterkenny. The woman aged in her 50s body was found at her home in Newbrook Court yesterday. A post-mortem will be carried out by the state pathologist this evening at Letterkenny University Hospital. Irish Water is little more than a PR machine issuing vague press releases. That's according to Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor Desi Shields, who is seeking a detailed examination of water pipes in the town. The second man arrested as part of a Garda investigation into the murder of Dennis Donaldson has been released. It comes as Derry City and Strabon District Councillor Gary Donnelly, who had been questioned, also been questioned by Gardaí, was released without charge yesterday. And the full capacity protocol remains in place this evening at Letterkenny University Hospital. According to the INMO, 44 patients were waiting on a bed at the hospital this morning. The full capacity protocol was implemented yesterday as 40 people awaited admission. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, January the 9th. The death has taken place at Altnagalvin Hospital of Eileen Barron, née Devine. Funeral leaving her home 124 Racecourse Road on Thursday morning at 10 to 11, going to St Bridget's Church, Carnhill, for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Callaghan, 11 Brackenlee, Mountaintop, Letterkenny. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Junan's Cathedral on Thursday at a time yet to be confirmed, followed by burial in Newleck Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director, Churchill and Letterkenny. The death has taken place at the Carndonagh Community Hospital of Theresa McGeoghegan. Colin Carndonagh remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Frankie McGinley, Loch Inure and Annagree. Removal this evening at 6 o'clock from McGlynn's funeral home, going to his daughter Frances McGinley's house in Loch Inure. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at his home of John Williamson, 4 High Road, Sion Mills. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday afternoon at 1:20 for service of thanksgiving in the Church of the Good Shepherd, Sion Mills, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Erne Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Renal Unit, Oma Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time placed from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Ron Matthews, Riverdale Heights, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at his residence. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. both nights. The death has occurred at Buncrana Nursing Unit of Mary Ann Doherty, Chirna Sligo, Uris, Clamani. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Arras, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Buncrana Nursing Unit, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Director, Clamani. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place at her home of Roshi McGonigal, 134 Lower Main Street, Strabane. Remains are reposing at Quigley's funeral home, with removal at 7 o'clock this evening to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11:30, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. The death has occurred of Roy Kern at Grahamsland, Castlefin. His remains will be arriving at St Mary's Church, Castlefin, at 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Altnagalvin Hospital of Maureen Brawley, née Harper, 15 Glee Park, Sion Mills, and formerly of Castlefin. Remains are reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Alzheimer's Society, Ciara Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time placed from 11pm to 11am. The peaceful death has taken place of Barney Doherty, Glencoe, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his daughter Donna Harper's residence at Black's Lane, Remelton. Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church Termin at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred in Lifford Hospital of former TD Paddy Hart, OBE, the Diamond Rafoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:20, going to St Junan's Church Rafoe for 12 noon Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Lifford Hospital Patients Comfort Fund and the Renal Unit Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors, Oakfield Rafoe. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral.